One of the multitude of things for which Graham is renowned is her codified movement technique, which is named Graham technique. This technique emphasized a new way for a dancer to use the back via the breath called a contraction and release, which calls for sharp intakes of breath and explosive expulsion. While even modern dance techniques and vocabularies in the beginning of the 20th century relied on the elongation of the torso and its movement upward in space, Graham celebrated the floor and the earth. She wanted the body to sit on it, to make contact with it, to fall upon the floor. She also deliberately disrupted the balletic tradition of maintaining a long line of leg from thigh to pointed foot by inserting into her choreography the use of flexed feet. And like her modern dance predecessors, she did not use shoes while dancing. Graham was interested in creating a new sculptural use of the body. Take a look at this Graham technique class, where you can spy dancers doing the contraction for which she is so famous. The contraction in the torso is also mimicked in the cupped hands these students wield. Notice also the heavy use of floor exercises and flex feet in this classroom environment.